trailer for Kangana Ranaut's latest film Simran was finally released. The film, directed by Hansel Mehta, sees Kangana play a kleptomaniac and gambler living in the United States. The film was recently in the news owing to a credit feud between the film's co-writer Apoorva Asrani and lead actor Kangana Ranaut. Filmmaker Karan Johar and actor Kajol had a very public fallout during the whole Ae Dil Hai Mushkil and Shivai controversy. However, after Karan posted a picture of his twins on social media, Kajol quickly liked the picture, prompting Karan to follow her profile. Rumors have it that the two are on the way to mend their broken relationship. Actor Imran Hashmi, who hasn't had a great run at the box office of late, with most of his previous films bombing, is all set to mark a return to form with his latest Badshaho. Teaming up once again with Ajay Devgan and director Milan Luthria, Imran feels very confident and has said that it's the best time of his career. If reports are to be believed, then veteran actor Dilip Kumar, who has been in the ICU for the last few days, might soon be discharged from the hospital. He's said to be recovering fast and has been taken off the ventilator. He has been struggling with dehydration and a urinary tract infection. Anushka Sharma and Deepika Padukone might be clashing on the box office next year. Anushka, who will star opposite Varun Dhawan in Sui Dhaga, might be pitted against Deepika, who will be seen in Vishal Bhardwaj's film based on the film of gangster Sapna Didi. Both films are supposed to hit theatres on September 28, 2018. Television network HBO, which became the victim of a hack recently, is now being blackmailed. Parts of the stolen data, which includes scripts of upcoming Game of Thrones episodes, was posted online. The hackers then demanded a multi-million dollar ransom to prevent leaking an entire series and sensitive information if not. Sean O'Connor emotionally pleaded for help from a family and opened up about her mental illness in a rambling Facebook video posted from a New Jersey motel. The video is the latest public glimpse of the singer's ongoing struggle with mental health problems. One of Chester Bennington's last projects with Linkin Park was filming an episode of Carpool Karaoke for the upcoming spin-off series. And host James Corden said that he will defer to Bennington's family for how to handle the episode featuring the late singer. More than 2 years after David Letterman commenced his retirement, the talk show host has announced his return to the small screen for a limited Netflix series. Premiering in 2018, the program, which will come out as 6-hour-long installments, will find the host interviewing one guest each episode, as well as comedy and curiosity bits outside of the studio. Amy Schumer and Steve Martin are teaming up for a comedy show at Broadway. Amy will star in Martin's 4-person comedy Meteor Shower in November. It's about two couples who get together to observe the celestial event that inspires the title.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.